Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, this is the time of year where people venture out into the parks and the great outdoors and fall over waterfalls and into canyons. And
I just came in this week from the outdoors. Yeah. I was outdoors last week.
Not only in this country, but also in Africa.
Is that still the wildest of
continents?
Outdoors, of all the outdoors, is that the wildest?
All the big animals.
We have bears and wolves, just as deadly as a lion, don't you think? Lions,
some big animals, but Africa's animals are really. The elephant just puts them way over the top.
That's just it. If you've got an elephant running around, you win.
Giraffe, elephant, rhinoceros, hippo. That's a poker hand of giant animals that just beats everybody.
What are our four big ones then? What do we have? The wolf.
Buffalo, bear. Those are the two big ones, right? I don't think there's any bigger animals on the North American continent than the
bear. I think is
bears and
I
buffalo.
Watched a thing on bison. Oh, the other night. Yeah, we're down to just a couple hundred at one point in this country.
I do.
30 million.
And so are we almost out of rhinoceroses, rhinos.
We knew that. We just had that story not that long ago. That the last male?
Yeah, I think it was the last white rhino.
Yeah, white rhino.
Was it in captivity or was it just out there? Anyway, some people like to get outdoors and shoot our endangered animals. I am against that.
Okay.
And there aren't enough, game wardens and rangers and things out there to police that up. So sometimes the animals have to take it into their own hands. And this is cross-species protection that's going on.
I have a feeling I know what happened here.
Yeah? All right, then you fill in the blank.
All right. I'm not going to even look up. I'm not going to look at your screen.
A group of poachers broke into a game reserve earlier this week in South Africa.
Into a game preserve. Okay. Yeah. So, all right.
Broke into the game preserve, so they're not supposed to be there. This is just supposed to be where the animals...
Poachers indicates they're douchebags to begin with. Then you throw the break in. Okay.
Three men were believed to have been blank by a pride of lions.
Well, the easy way out is killed, but the best way out is eaten.
Eaten alive
by
a pride of lions.
Yay, lions. Go lions.
Three men were believed to have been eaten alive by the predators sometime between Sunday night and Monday morning.
Good. All right,
After they entered the Sibuya Game Reserve in Kenton-on-the-Sea, that sounds nice, to hunt rhinos.
Good. Good.
Oh, so you're here to hunt rhinos? Yeah. Well, too bad for you.
That is awesome. I wish those sorts of things would happen more often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. After the incident, I don't, if you have a license and a permit and you hunt something and you shoot it, well, that's part of the harvesting of animals that is permitted by these countries and by their laws.
You are correct.
Break into a game preserve.
You are right. I am all about the animal winning every time. Or even if the animal doesn't win, severe penalties for people who don't observe the laws. And this
and
was...
if people aren't going to inflict
yes,
them,
there you
the,
go.
The Lion Supreme Court caught them, sends them, and executed them right there. After the incident, the authorities recovered the remains of their parts. Three pairs of shoes, wire cutters, high-powered hunting rifles. Yeah. Couldn't eat those raw.
Right. They ate all they could. The shoes, the rifles, the pliers. That's it. There you go. The rest of it, gone. The
rifles were fitted with silencers, and they had a type of axe that is commonly used by poachers to remove rhino horns.
Yeah.
So that's how they knew they were hunting rhinos.
I don't think this will deter. Any other poachers. I just don't. Unfortunately, I don't think it will.
Well, let me read on.
Okay.
The only body part we found was one skull and one bit of pelvis. Does that mean they ate the flesh off the head if they just found the skull?
Maybe
he didn't say head. He said skull.
Maybe. Are there other animals in the preserve that could have come and dragged the bones off? Or could the they just said they haven't found him yet. There could be bones laying under a tree or in a bush somewhere.
We found one skull and one bit of pelvis. There was so little left that they don't know exactly how many people were killed. We suspect three because we found three sets of shoes and three sets of gloves.
Well, that lines up nicely, doesn't it?
That's just like the little umbrella in the drink. You take that out, consume it.
That is awesome. Where did this happen?
The Sibuya Game Reserve in Kenton-on-the-Sea in what country? South Africa.
How do I send a donation to this preserve?
I don't know. It says the game reserve has an owner, so it's not a government run thing,
right? Sounds like it's private to
actually
me.
Sounds like it's a hunting club where you go in there and but whatever,
which I have a problem with too. If it is
the lions ganged up and ate these guys.
Does it say how many lions?
No, it says a pride of.
That's probably more than three. Could be as many as 10, 20. That'd be a big pride. I'd say
they accompany the story with a picture of lions, but there's
doesn't identify them as lions, the lions, the right?
And there's five of them there. But
this is what lions look like.
Right, in case you didn't know. What do they look like when they're eating?
Devouring
somebody?
Poachers.
Yeah.
Well, that's great news, Brian.
Owner's name is Nick Fox.
What a great way to start off what you just said is a perfect morning.
Although Fox admits that the incident was tragic.
No, he doesn't mean that. Not for a second. I wouldn't.
Also noted it should send a message to other poachers who risk their lives to hunt game in his reserve. Yeah, okay. It makes the human planet scene where the tribesmen walk up and take the leg of a dead zebra away from feeding lions even more incredible.
Let's just turn this into animal stories. Gee, Brian, are they going to increase security in this preserve so that nobody else can get in and have this horrible thing happen to them?
Well, Bobby, I don't think you can make it more secure than have lions eat the trespassers.
That's a great Uncle Lair right there,
well,
everybody.
That's all the time we have for animal stories, boys and girls.
Old Uncle Lair and little Tommy.
Coyote sounds.
Radio royalty.
Around 4:30 a.m. on Monday morning, one of the Sibuya's anti-poaching dogs gave her handler a warning that something was wrong. What's wrong, boy? What's up?
Something in the lion pen, you say?
Heard a commotion from the lions. A commotion from the lions in the middle of the night. That's got to be.
They make a noise when they're eating or attacking. Yeah. I know what sound they're talking about, right? We've all heard it when they're feeding.
But didn't investigate. As there usually is. Well, I think they left a word out. Heard a commotion from the lions, but didn't investigate as there usually is around the early hours. This is when
usually a commotion around in the
earlier? I guess so. Okay. One day later, one of the reserve's rangers then stumbled upon. Hey, what are your shoes doing here? Hey, did you leave your shoes out? No, I. Yeah. It was a watch. It's a nice watch. It's got a little blood on it, though. One of the rangers then stumbled upon the remains of the poachers after immediately alerting the police. The staffers decided to continue their investigation the next morning. As it was getting,
you think it was one of those? What the hell is this?
Yeah, I do. I was like, hey, I think I know what that commotion was. Precise 11. Oh, and here's the skull.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what was going on. Oh, gosh, that's okay. Now I have to go back into my little Tommy mode. Gosh, that's awful, Brian.
It sure is. Well, Bobby, I'm torn up, as you can see.
What found... the hell is this?
Hey, there's a rifle here.
Who the hell left a rifle
here? They found an axe and high-powered rifle with a silencer, which is surefire sign of...
That is tragic, Brian.
Rhino poachers.
Uncle Brian.
Said Nick Fox.
I love when the animals win.
It's a nice, happy story to end a broadcast week with.